This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
We are here, all three of us alive. Todd Kunin, Denise Dirks, and Fred Penny, and Cal Semi-Alive in the producer's seat. Cal Hunter, welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Fred Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk. Don't forget, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and kind of informative radio show on the earth.
I love that, kind of.
Kind of. Obviously, we know the best radio shows on earth. What is what, guys?
The space aliens.
Oh, the alien shows beat us all day long. So if you want to listen to a better show, there's none better than ours other than the alien shows. And that's late at night, midnight, when you're not quite thinking straight. And you just, anything goes when you're driving.
You know what I think? I think we need to get Radio Law Talk. I heard somewhere that there is a signal that's being broadcast out into space for anybody to listen to wherever, and I think we need to get Radio Law Talk on that.
There's a broadcast signal, and then there's a listening station up in Bernie, California, up in the mountains, right here, where they've got one of those big SETI antennas
you know what I'm talking about.
Up there just hoping, and I heard they got a version of Radio Law Talk translated into, it was like a
okay, I'm waiting.
Uranus-y, or whatever. They said it sounded like Uranus. Uranus. I'm sorry. What's the planet?
Well, Uranus.
Yes. Nice one, Cal.
Sounds like it was coming out of Uranus, they said.
Yes. Well, it's all law talk, so they just translated. Blah, 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 blah.
It's October 27th, Denise. What are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm not exactly sure. I might wear my Indian garb, my sari.
Oh, you're sorry. And what are you going to be, Tom?
I think I'm going to go dressed as a lawyer right out of court.
That's a good one. The day of
October 31st? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cal?
Justice Kavanaugh?
that's wide open.
I got nothing.
Well, you're going to go around spike and punch. No, never mind.
We're not political here.
All right, just a cop. I'm going to go like a cop.
Okay. All right.
You know what? I'm not quite sure what I'm going to be, so it doesn't really matter. My wife tells me you're being this last second. She hands it to me.
She got you one of those spider costumes, you know, with the big arms hanging out like that. Those are. Have you seen like those on a black dog? They are very convincing.
Did you see the dog that had the alligator costume on was coming
out? That's even better.
It was so funny.
So I'll be telling you,
the mouth was like this. It would go like this.
When the dog's running with it. Let me tell you, I remember, Halloween. Okay, let's talk. This is law talk. We're going to talk law. We got a lot of cool things coming up. But I remember on Halloween, I grew up in Sacramento, California, and we grew up in a small suburb that was just, you know, we had a 1,300 square foot home, all new homes, nice, you know, just a nice little neighborhood. And my dad was a cop, and my dad was a tough guy, Marine, and he, you know, and my mom was a goody little church girl. And I still remember the day.
I hear a country song.
Oh, there's a country. This is a country song.
Dad was a Marine. Your mama was a church girl.
Church girl. That's a great song. Hey, in fact, today we're going to talk about lawsuits for people stealing songs. So I think that could be. Cal, we brought it up. If anyone brings it up,
we can go on record as saying we wrote the song first here.
Yes.
My daddy was a Marine. My mama was a church girl.
My mama was a church girl.
That's our song.
And they think I was adopted.
Pretty sure it was.
So I'm all in my garb. My mom is starting to take us out. Sometimes my dad would take us out. And we're just about ready to walk out the door, the doorbell rings. And sure enough, there's teenagers. They probably were, they looked bigger. When I was young, I was probably 7 or 6 at the time. And the teenagers were probably 14, 15, 16. And a bag was on fire on the porch. Guess what it is, you know?
Yeah.
Those of you who don't know, they can't figure that out.
The flaming bag of poop.
Poop. So anyway, there was a dog or something inside there. So I still remember.
Did you stomp it out?
No, my dad looked at it. Again, he's a Marine.
And a cop.
And a cop. And he is about 25 feet wide, you know? And he's not fat. So I still remember it, watching my dad open the door and seeing teenagers running, and my dad just looked at that thing, kind of grabbed it and threw it on the lawn, and just started huffing and just took off after those kids. I still remember that. I don't
know
why.
Did you catch him?
Oh, then we went trick-or-treating. Mommy mm-hmm. took us trick-or-treating, and about, I'd say, yeah, half a block away, so my dad had about three guys down on the ground. And back in the day, nowadays he gets sued, but back in the day, when he was, and he wasn't beaten up on him. He just had him held down, and it was just funny.
That, I think that's funny, do you? Right.
Yeah, that was.
You left something on my house. I wanted to return it. Smash.
No, I'm taking your candy. Well, have a good and safe Halloween, those of you who are listening to Radio Law Talk. We've been over a year on all types of radio stations. Welcome, KYAH. Again, KYAH, 540 AM Talk in Utah. They are our newest affiliate.
I've got to remember, K-Yah. That's K-Yah. Easy. K-Yah, like Yah, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
K-Y-A-H, like that'll help me remember it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. K-Pay and Chico just picked us up. That's at 1290 AM.
Or K-Y,
No, there's nothing right about that.
No, that's just
massage
wrong.
Massage jelly, come on.
No, just wrong.
All right, Pat.
Don't talk about massage and jelly in the same area, all right?
It is. It's Halloween time. Not
Remember,
Valentine's Day.
Hey, get ready with your disclaimer stuff. Get ready with the disclaimer.
Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go. Remember, everything we talk about today is usually about allegations, so it doesn't mean it's necessarily true, because it's just allegations.
Just allegations.
Because when lawsuits come forth, those of you out there in radio land, a lot of times they just say things on the plaintiffs on the defense side, and they're going to argue about it. It's just an allegation many times.
It's just an allegation many times.
Also, we are talking about general legal topics and principles. Seek counsel.
Don't listen to us.
Should you need to do so,
Denise?
Yes.
So that you can turn that off. Go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com, and you can read all the exciting disclaimers.
Read all about it.
That's exactly right. Call us at 8.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Yes, we like the Amargosa Valley too. Call us at 855 Law Radio. I can't even get through my spiel. There's so much screwing around on this radio show, man.
Well, I wanted to know what people who live where aliens supposedly land.
Yeah.
What on earth could they dress up as that would be outlandish on
humans.
Halloween? Nothing.
Humans.
Right?
They dress up as humans.
I mean, that's the real life, Todd.
I think that is, I don't know, I posted something to my Instagram account. If I still had a child that was, you know, of the age where you wear them in those front-facing baby harnesses.
Mm.
You remember the final scene in Alien 2 where she's in that loader that's doing all that? Well, I saw this costume where they had the baby here and the dad was dressed up in the loader, so it looked like the baby was the robot controlling the loader, and I would totally do that.
It was super cute. I saw that. I liked
that
it a lot.
That is awesome. Okay, that would work there.
Well, call us and tell us about your Halloween costume if you want. Forget talking about law, 855 Law Radio. Tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We are going to talk about some really cool stuff today. Actually, we say cool, but it's not cool. A lot of times it's real, real weird stuff and serious stuff. But for us, we're going to talk about Alex Rodriguez is paying $115,000 a month in child support.
And Denise, child and spousal combined.
Child and spousal combined.
Non-taxable.
And you're going to talk about that, Denise. And then we're going to congratulate Denise a little bit about on her great award. We're not going to talk about it yet. Roundup verdict gets reduced by a judge. An arrest of a serial diaper dumper.
Yeah.
And not only that, we're going to also talk about the serial pooper that is being arrested. So that's very important news.
We finally got over the farts.
NCAA basketball corruption case we're going to talk about.
From Uranus, like I said.
And we are going to try to be serious and talk about songwriter gets $44 million. Ray Carruth gets out of jail. We're going to talk about that. And the e-scooter lawsuit. And finally, who's Stormy Daniels' lawyer is having some issues. We're going to be right back, and most important, with Case or No Case. I'm Fred Finney.
This is Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate You.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is...
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So Denise this week was at a conference for judge pro tems. What judge pro tem is usually an attorney that the judges can't do everything. There's just not enough time for the judges to get everything done. So they ask for help for the local bar associations, and that is not the ones that drink alcohol. Sometimes they do. But anyways, it's the state bar, and they have like these little events once a year. They get together and thank them, and Denise is a judge pro tem. I actually am too. But and I don't know, Todd, are you judge pro tem?
I am not.
He is not. Okay. It does take up time. It's hard.
You have to requalify every single 3 years,
right.
And it's a lot of work. But
so you were there. Tell us.
This was Sacramento particularly.
Sacramento, California.
I do it in three counties. Yeah. But in Sacramento, we had a luncheon, and it was honoring the temporary judges. And there were five different temporary judges that had seen the show and come up and said, really love the show, listen to it every week. And so I just want to shout out to my fellow
judges.
Sacramento temporary judges and invite you to call in and give us some swag.
Swag? We got swag. We got Todd.
No, we do.
Swag, Todd. Slag.
I think she means real legal opinions. That's what I'm just
saying. Yes.
Or challenges.
Those of you who can't see what we're doing right now, Cal was talking to us, and his little
mic was
on his head.
My head.
Was over his head.
It sounds better down there.
That's okay, exactly right. Let's roll. Case or no case, Cal. Roll it.
Here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Her name was
Deborah Mays.
Yes.
She entered a dark, haunted house in the great state of Louisiana, sponsored by the Gretna Athletic Supporters. A scary place, to be sure. I guess the name gave it away. Haunted house. Anyway, the 10-year-old Deborah Mays was walking through the house when someone dressed in frightening clothing jumped out from a dark spot and hollered really loudly. It was scary. Miss Mays, startled, began to run, but crashed face first into a cinder block wall that she couldn't tell was a cinder block wall because it was covered with some black fabric. The freaked out Deborah Mays now looked like she could be working on the scare team because she had a gusher going on. Yes, the little Miss Mays suffered a broken nose which bled like an oil well and required two surgeries to repair. And so I ask you, case or no case?
And before we start taking the responsibility, I just think I decided to produce it this time because it was Halloween-y.
Yeah, 855 Law Radio if you want to opine on it.
Yes, and by the way, Fred has 76 points. Denise has 76 points. Todd has 75.
We are so close.
Just neck and neck with each other. And Todd, as a courtesy to the one who's trailing in points.
Why is that a courtesy?
Well, it gives you a chance to advance the game. It's just like,
if it's a courtesy, I'd get to go last so I can figure out what they're going to do and play my strategy.
Can I ask a question, Cal?
You may.
I just missed the very first part. They went into a house for what?
It was a haunted house.
Haunted house.
That
gotcha.
Was sponsored by the Athletic
gotcha.
Supporters.
Gotcha.
And it was boosters, but whatever, same difference. All right, so
they weren't like clothing or parts of clothing?
No, it was a group.
Athletics.
Okay,
got it.
Like, okay, they athletic. They lift and separate. So, I am.
Oh, what is with this group today? I'm telling you, we're just gutterfied.
I said from the guy who's talking about planets.
I know. I'm right in there with you. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. For reasons that I will refrain from saying why I'm going because I know you always want to know. I will refrain from saying why I am going to say no case, but I'm going to say no case.
Why?
But I will tell you as a teaser.
Okay.
I will tell you why after we have heard all of the answers and we have heard what the final verdict is.
The disposition, whatever.
But I am going with no case.
All right. That's his choice. Mr. Penny, you're the liability lawyer.
I am. Yeah. This is such a simple one on liability, in my opinion, and it is so generic. No case.
You're saying no case, so I have No case from Todd. No case from Denise. Now, this is fascinating. Okay, Denise, what are your thoughts?
You can really make up
words. Well, how do you make up she bled like an oil well?
Well, that's just me writing. I'm sorry. I like to obfuse. You know, I like.
He's still writing the country song for Frey. He's going to work that in.
My daddy was a Marine. My mom was a church girl.
And they loved each other gushers from an oil well.
Hey, will you have your band do that for us? Just do a quick.
We'll figure something out.
And he punched some Halloween poop droppers, and they bled like an oil well.
That's right. He didn't punch them. He just took them to the ground.
Okay. Well, you know what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? Did these case? Or no case, well, and if so, why?
This is the one that just makes me so mad, because if I fall in line with the guys, I will at least still be tied.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's talking
strategy. If I step out and I think it's a case, I could take the lead.
You could. Yeah.
And I see Cal is like avoiding my eyesight for whatever.
I'll look you in the eye. I think you have a great choice before you here.
Either I do.
Go along or go step home. Out. You know.
You know what? I'm just not going to follow these guys. I'm going to say it's a case.
Oh, she's probably right.
And I'm going to say. Yeah, I'm probably wrong, but.
She's right.
I say that she does get recovery for her broken nose.
So, Mr. Cunin, you said.
No case.
Mr. Penny, you said...
No case.
Ms. Dirks, you said case and plaintiff recovers.
Yes.
Okay. Todd, you said it was no case because...
Oh, I said I would say why after we heard the disposition. But I'll tell you what. So that we can tease the disposition after the break,
thank you.
I will explain why I am going no case. Because of the name of the girl and where she was at.
Uh-oh.
She was at a haunted house of sorts that are always established like mazes that you have to walk through. And I think it's a bit coincidental that her name was Deborah Maze, walking through a haunted house. That was the first tip-off on why I'm saying.
I thought it was Maisel.
No case.
Maze sponsored by the Gretna Athletic Support.
That was the other one.
Gretna.
Was the fact that it was by the Gretna Athletic Support.
Tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Or call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. You've got to tell us what you think. Is Denise right or Fred and Todd? We're going to be right back to see if Cal's tricking us or if this is really a haunted case. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. The resolution of Case or No Case and more coming right up right here.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I'm going to quick quack car wash. Get my car washed, make it quick quack. Pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the quick quack car wash. It's the quick quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash. 100 feet of cloth, washing your car at the quick quack car wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Sauber, Cadillac, quick quack. Will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was asked a quick quack car wash. It on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest quick quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road and come visit the duck.
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
For
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A suspect has surrendered following a shooting in a Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania synagogue. At least seven people have been confirmed dead. Fingerprints and DNA helped capture Cesar Sayoc, the 56-year-old Florida man accused of sending more than a dozen suspected explosive devices to critics of President Trump. His boss tells CNN she would not let Sayoc deliver pizzas during the day because his van was covered in images of Democratic leaders with red crosshairs over their faces.
I had him driving at night, parked the van around the corner. I never got any complaints from any of the customers.
A 19-year-old Texas Christian University student who was arrested in September on hazing charges is dead of an apparent suicide. WFAA reports Andrew Walker's body was found on a sidewalk this past week after jumping from the fourth floor of an apartment complex parking garage. It's in the history books as the longest postseason game in Major League Baseball history, the Dodgers winning 3-2 over the Red Sox. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Case or no case, we are back to whether or not Denise is going to smoke Todd and Fred or whether or not we're going to gain on her. Give us – Cal, I want to hear it again. Just I know the listeners don't want to hear the whole thing, but I like the spooky part. Just let me hear the spooky part.
Well,
if it takes too long. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, I like that.
Her name was Deborah Mays.
Good. Okay, good.
Deborah Mays.
Okay. Deborah Mays.
Yep. All and right. So now the question becomes, is this a case? And if so, what is the resolution thereof? And to give, you get a point if you get the case part right. You get another point if you get the resolution part correct. Right, Denise? Am I doing okay so far?
You're doing great so far.
All right. So those of you who say it was not a case.
Uh-oh.
Not a case.
I got it.
Would you raise your... Oh, thank you. That would be Fred and... And that would be Todd Kunin. And the answer is...
It was so simple.
Oh, no.
What?
No.
You know what? Cal, can I say something?
And the name is true, by the way. It's actually M-A-Y-S. But nonetheless,
oh,
yes.
Oh, brother.
So I could be wrong on the outcome because she might have gotten a ticket that had, like, a disclaimer on it that she, you know, accepted all
that
responsibilities
matter.
And
that
all that. No?
Oh, you're wrong on the outcome. Oh, you're wrong on the outcome. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
She filed a lawsuit against the people who ran the haunted house, the athletic supporters, boosters, I'm sorry.
The athletic boosters, okay.
And, it was athletic boosters. He just said support. Oh, the supporters would be right.
It would be booster, so I thought. So she lost in the first round.
Ooh.
Went to the state of Louisiana Court of Appeals. And lost in the second round. The judge said very simply that the defendant had no duty to protect Mays from reacting in a bizarre or frightened or unpredictable way, because when someone enters a haunted house, she expects to be surprised, startled, and scared by the exhibits.
Yeah.
And therefore, the owners of the haunted house were not found liable for any of the plaintiff's injuries. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is case or no case.
How would someone bring a case on that? That must be a desperate lawyer. I'm sorry, but there's just, as lawyers, personal injury lawyers, you take it on a contingency basis. It's not like you're charging them by the hour. Who in their right mind's like, hold on, Martha, I'm a little busy today. I can't go trick-or-treating with the children. I got a big case going down right now. I got a trick-or-treater case.
Well, remember, athletic boosters are insured through the school, so there could be a deep pocket. So I could see where someone might think. I mean, look, she's a 10-year-old girl. Yeah. So they're also thinking, oh, sympathetic, a little girl with a broken nose. Oh, you know, puppies, little kids, you know. But
That's what I was buying into.
Yeah. And that was case or no case. So congratulations, Denise. You are now tied. You are one point ahead of Fred and 2 points ahead of Mr. Kuhn. We have a case or no case coming up in the third hour.
Yeah, that was brutal. That was brutal.
Boy, I'm really glad I decided not to follow the crowd.
Yes. See, not yielding to peer pressure pays off.
Diaper dumpers. Here's a case I want everybody to understand. In New Jersey, there is actually a motorcyclist riding along on the road. He hits something slick and goes down and gets injured.
Yeah.
It's a diaper. And people are finding out along these roadways in New Jersey, diapers are showing up everywhere.
Like once a week.
Used ones, not new ones.
Yes.
Used diapers everywhere once a week. And so the hunt is on in New Jersey for the diaper dumper. And actually, they finally caught him. It was about, 9 or 10 months?
It was, it was 10 months.
Investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And a William Friedman, age 68, was in a... Finally, they spotted him, an observant officer. And picture this in Jersey. All right, we got four murders, gang guys going down. Oh, hold on. How's the diaper dumper going, everybody out there? Yeah, I've been watching. George, you take Avenue 6, and Steve, you take First Street. We'll watch for the diaper dumper. So they literally got to the point where they were out trying to find this guy, and they finally found he was in a box truck dropping loads of soiled diapers on the road near Route 47 and 40 in New Jersey. So wherever that is, I don't want to live there. But
well, so this guy's 68 years old,
yeah,
right? What I want to know was, were these children's diapers or were these his diapers?
Well, what he said, he admitted to doing it, and he said he was having fun challenging the policeman to try to locate him, because he would change the times, the dates, the locations, all up. And he said they were his grandson's diapers. And so he admitted to the whole thing. But my feeling is that there might be DNA tests coming up, and maybe they're not his grandsons.
Well, it depends on how badly the motorcyclist was hurt, how far they're going to pursue it. But
it depends.
Right, it depends.
Exactly. So thank you. And so now credit the cop in this case. There was a very smart officer who said, based on the geography of where he's been dumping his dumped diapers, I think he's probably going to put them here.
Yeah.
So he went there and hung out and went, aha, you know, where the poop hit the... Well, not the ground, actually, not the fan. But it hit, and he got it figured out.
Oh, yeah,
did he light them on fire?
Right, yeah. It was like a total hunch.
He played a hunch, and he went and got it. Yeah, I think it's great.
Hey, let's talk about Criminal Man. What's the criminal? Okay, so he was charged with interference with transportation of on top of receiving numerous traffic tickets and violation of many township dump ordinances.
Let me tell you something. As a father of two... Both of my kids are teenagers now, but as a father of two and somebody who used to regularly change diapers, and more importantly, that diaper genie that would get very full, and you guys all know what it's like. When it gets full, you just keep cramming that thing down in there and twisting. And if that ever breaks, okay, if that ever breaks, the smell that comes from accumulated diapers is the kind that could lead to a federal offense on the part of the EPA because you did not get an environmental impact report before disposing of those diapers. They're weapons of mass destruction.
Is this real life?
It is.
It could clearly be something that would clear that. This guy could be facing some serious time here. I may or may not be saying that in jest.
But you know what? Here's the thing. I think Officer Garrett Moretti is going to get a great accommodation. Now, what's the accommodation as he stands? A little diaper pin, or you know, he's got like it's this little medal.
Yeah, well, those little ducky diaper pins.
Yeah,
you know, would be
yeah,
good,
that's what he gets as a medal. But okay, so that's great, right? And you think, wow, that's a bizarre thing in New Jersey. In New Jersey, also, by the way, we're not in New Jersey yet.
We may not be after
no,
this.
No, but actually we are going to be in New Jersey soon. They're picking us up. But a second one in New Jersey is the serial pooper. So in May of this year, the serial pooper was caught at a high school in New Jersey called Hollamdale High School in New Jersey. They found poops all over the football field, and it continued time after time. And they were complaining about it, and it was all types of issues. They finally caught the perpetrator, and he's been arrested.
That would be the poopetrator.
The poopetrator, yes.
They caught the poopetrator. The poopetrator was the school superintendent.
No.
Oh. Wow, where's our clapping cow? The school superintendent.
Oh, man.
Seriously.
I thought it was from a rival school, no?
No, it was the school superintendent.
He's marking his territory.
Apparently he is saying, I am in charge of this, or one of the superintendents. I don't recall that. I can look it up, but it was someone from the school board or superintendent or something. That from my recall it was a superintendent, and I'm going to actually look at it here. Yep, superintendent. That's exactly who it was.
Now this is interesting to me because this is the third case. If you recall, I believe it was in Colorado or something like that. We had the serial pooper who was the jogger.
Right, a joggerette.
She would leave her business on the lawn. Now this guy.
Now she did it in the same place every time, and there were kids that would be looking out the window to see her and observe her doing this.
Now just to give you an idea, the super. Yes, the superintendent in New Jersey.
Yes.
You know, you may ask yourself, what's the cost for somebody to lose their job because of your defecatory practices? He lost a job that paid him $147,504 a year, so nearly $150,000 a year job.
Wow.
Because, you know, he just felt bowled over.
Can we have silence after that one?
How long does it take him to think these up, Cal? Do you think it's like...
Apparently not very long.
Yeah. Not very long. Oh, now he finds the cricket.
All I got to say is these are excellent cases, and Todd Kuenin is changing his practice from criminal defense lawyer to pooper defender.
Hey, and you know what? You know what my line is? It happens.
You and Jerry Brown, the governor of California.
We'll be right back with a little more about actual legal, cool topics other than poopers and diaper people. We'll be right back.
Hey, call us, 855-529-7234.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other...
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do?
Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
All around the world, this is RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Radio Law Talk.
We're going to talk about Alex Rodriguez paying $115,000 a month child support, trying to get out of it. At the very end, third hour, we're going to talk about copyright infringement in Halloween costumes. Roundup verdict we're going to get to right now, and then we're going to also talk about NCAA basketball corruption case that just came down. We've got a lot of topics to talk about, but if you want to call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk or email us at info at Radio Law Talk. I've had some emails after the fact because, again, we are heard Armed Forces Radio Network on Wednesdays all over the world, and other, and there's a few other stations, I believe. I'm not quite sure who does what, but we are. Sometimes they record them and play them later. But welcome again, KYAH Utah 540 and KPE Chico 1290 for our latest affiliates joining us, and more to come. More to come, Denise.
And yes, yeah, KYAH is live.
Yes.
KPE delays the broadcast.
I think it does. You're right.
KYAH is live, and KPE delays the broadcast plays it back on Sunday evenings.
Sunday evenings, yes.
So welcome to Chico. Welcome to Chico Market.
That's fun. Yeah. That's fun to know.
Go, Denise. Tell us about
We've been following a case. It's a very one of the cases that really is a compelling case, because the groundskeeper used products that were done. Basically, it's weed.
It's Roundup. It's called Roundup.
And it's weed resistant or whatever.
Yeah,
to get rid of it.
I've used it.
And his name was Dwayne Johnson, and he got cancer. And so when he went in and sued Monsanto, who does the weed killers, he got a $250 million award on punitive damages. So what happened is the trial judge, she affirmed the award, and but then she reduced the punitive damages. And she just said that there wasn't enough evidence to show malice on the part of Monsanto and its executives. So she did reduce it. I think she reduced it down to $78 million, and it would be split equally between compensatory and punitive damages.
So about that, what happened is, just to do a little bit of background, the trial went forth, and the jury gave him a huge punitive damages award. Punitive damages are very difficult to get. You've got to show malice. I mean, there's got to be real hardcore bad stuff. And what happens in most states, and they're all called different things in different states, but in California, for example, the judge can do what's called a remitter or an additor. And what that means is the judge, after everything's done and the evidence is, the judge still can say, yeah, but, you know, I'm going to reduce that one. I think the jury gave him too much. And by the way, the famous McDonald's spill the coffee in the crotch case that everybody knows about and hears about, they didn't hear about the remitter, where the judge came in afterwards and lowered it down substantially of the big millions-of-dollar verdict that this lady received, but the judge came in afterwards and did a remitter. Well, that's what this is. Now, let me tell you what I think. Again, this is not – don't guarantee – I'm not guaranteeing it. Don't hold this, you know, what would you say? Don't hold it to hold it to my back.
Don't hold me to it.
Yeah, don't hold me to it. Don't hold it on my back. But I'm looking between the lines, and I think what's going to happen is it's going to be appealed, which they're talking about. And I think the judge is saying, look, I'm going to reduce it to this amount in what's, you know, like a remitter. However, you can appeal, and so they're worried about it being appealed, so it looks like they're going to accept it, the lawyers, the plaintiff's lawyers.
Here's what's interesting about that. Since this case came out, and this French group said they think maybe there could possibly sort of maybe be a link between this, the glyphosate or whatever the active ingredient is, yet another story, an attempt to get lawsuits out of this, has come out where somebody did some study and said, oh, Cheerios, they have glyphosates in them as well. And almost every cereal that you buy has glyphosates in them, which makes me ask the question, if that's true, how can this be linked to cancer? Because if that were so, we'd all be dead.
Well, maybe it's the amount that's in it, too. But don't forget, now, by the way, they're now facing more than 8,000 similar lawsuits, by the way.
Exactly.
By the way, this German company, the Monsanto, that owns, you know, the weed killer, and it's two of them. I know it's
Roundup.
Roundup, and there's another one, too. I can't remember.
I can't think of what it is either.
But here's the interesting thing. They bought it for $63 billion is what they bought the company for, and now they're getting hit with all these lawsuits. And it's a lot of it's failure to warn, issues like that. But here's another interesting part of it is in September 2017, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency concluded a 10-year-long assessment of glyphosate. What is that? How do you say it, Kyle? Glyphosate?
Phosphate, yeah, I think that's what it's. Glyphosate, isn't it?
I don't know. Glyphosates. The risks, and found that the chemical was not a likely carcinogen.
Not a likely carcinogen. Whereas the French group the French group didn't say likely. The French phraseology was possibly linked to cancer.
Right.
They didn't say there's a direct link. They said it's possible.
Well, anyway, so they hear it after a 10-year study, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says no, but they jump. No, you know how it is. Everyone's going to say something different. 2015, the Cancer Unit of the World Health Organization said that it probably does cause it. So you've got now the World Health saying it probably does. The Environmental Protection Agency says it doesn't. And you got 8,000 lawsuits. And who's going to make the money?
The lawyers?
Yes.
Who's paying who on this deal?
So I want to go back and just talk about one thing about lawsuits like this in general, just about the burden of proof and what the standard is. Now, everyone has heard beyond a reasonable doubt is the standard in criminal cases.
Right.
All right? So, I mean, that's got to be... It's described as to a moral certainty that this is true. Now, in a civil case, it is preponderance of the evidence, which means more likely than not, if you were to try to put it in percentages, 50-50, they don't win. 51-49?
50.5.
50.5, then they win.
Just and, tilt the scale.
And so my question is, when you have the French study saying, well, it's likely that it might be a cause. And then we've got the U.S. EPA 10-year study that says it is not a cause. And then we've got another study saying...
World Health Organization
saying it's possible that it's a cause or whatever. My question is, how does that get beyond the more likely than not threshold, which is there? I don't know that it does, but I think this case is a really good example. Now, this is just my opinion, a really good example of a jury looking at a guy who is suffering from cancer, and
right.
They know what the standard is. They know what they have to find, but they look at this guy and say, you know what, this company had $63 billion to shell out to buy the company. We're going to throw this guy a bone.
What's a few million going to hurt them?
A few million. It was 200, and it was 10% of the net worth, wasn't it?
It was $250 million was the original verdict, and you look at this, and it's hard to come away not thinking that this is a jury that just says, you know what? We're going to stick it to big corporations.
And Monsanto did say, we're sorry for what happened to him, but
yeah,
there are
did.
Hundreds of thousands, millions of users around the world who have not had the same effect. Therefore,
yeah,
how is there cause and effect?
And it wasn't the only chemical he was using as a groundskeeper.
Exactly.
And I don't know if this came up in the trial, but I remember we did have a caller that came in who said that Monsanto was actually the same company that made Agent Orange. And if anybody was on that jury that had anyone who was affected by Agent Orange, and if that came out in the trial, that this is a company that makes all this, and I can't imagine why it wouldn't. You
looked it up, and on their website they said they were not the company.
Well, I didn't look it up.
Yeah, I did.
Somebody did.
There are two companies that made Agent Orange, Monsanto, one of them, but the previous incarnation of Monsanto before they were sold and reorganized after Agent Orange. But that would tell me they'd be much more careful in putting these things together.
Yeah,
because so, you know, I mean,
they've been sued before.
Yeah. You know what? I think one of the causes they didn't go into, the third cause, could have been from the bombs that the groundskeeper was exploding of the moles in the golf course.
No, that was
could be.
It was a school, not
a golf course.
He works at a golf course part-time, and he's blowing up moles down inside the golf course.
And he looks strikingly similar to Bill Murray.
And he looks like Bill Murray. Wears a hat.
And he weeds the chrysanthemums with a 7-iron.
Yeah,
Cinderella
exactly
story
right.
comes from out of nowhere to lead the pack in this unprecedented golfing extravaganza.
It could be caused by that, or it could be caused by the pesky rodent.
That's right.
That rodent could have caused it, and I think he is the one. So
it's been an hour.
It's been 1 hour. We're coming back with hour two. We're going to talk about the NCAA basketball corruption case.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about songwriter getting $44 million, Ray Carruth, e-scooter lawsuits, la, 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 la. Lots to talk about. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. I'm Fred. We got Todd and Denise and Cal. We'll be right back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.